This is my most unhinged story from x-ray school about the time that I was also traumatized in x-ray school. That's way too common, but this was with reason. So it was time for me to get my first ever comp on a portable chest x-ray. And now for reference, I went to school during COVID. No patient visitors. Patients, a lot of them were on vents from COVID, and it was very sad and very hard to work through, especially as a student for free. But aside from that, so I went to go get my comp. My instructor was like, "We're ready. Let's do this. You got this. Let's do it." And I'm like, "All right." So we get to the floor. I get my stuff ready. I'm in the room. He's vented, this guy. He's also on FaceTime, even though he is vented and not able to communicate with his family member. You can tell that his daughter specifically and his wife, they were just talking to him through FaceTime, which was really nice and nice to see, because I can only imagine how they felt knowing they couldn't be there. So the second I take my plate and I put it behind this man's back, he starts coding. Beep, beep. And like, this is my first code. Like, I've never experienced a code in general. Everybody's running in and they're starting life-saving measures, okay? And I'm just standing back against the corner, terrified, because at this point, I'm just a baby student and I've convinced myself, oh my God, I put this guy in cardiac arrest just placing a plate behind his back. No, that's not what happened, obviously. But it was traumatizing. He passed away, and I'll never forget hearing his daughter and his wife screaming on FaceTime, "Daddy, daddy, daddy," and just praying. And it makes me emotional to this day, because I got my comp, unfortunately, in the worst situation ever. But right after that, my instructor looked at me and was like, "Just go to the bathroom for a minute." And I went to the bathroom and I cried for like 35 minutes, because I could not believe what I just had witnessed. And it wasn't even so much witnessing the medical emergency or the code or that he did pass away. It was that I'll never be able to unhear his daughter screaming, "Daddy, daddy, daddy," over and over again. It was traumatizing. So this field is not for the weak. Like, yes, we are not running codes actively every day. At least I'm not. In MRI, maybe in CAT scan, they do a lot. But like, you really have to have a strong gut and heart for this. Like, I literally think about that all the time, and that's almost like 5 years ago now. Like, I literally cannot stop thinking about it randomly. I'm like, I just hope they're okay. Like, I hated COVID. I hated COVID because patients needed their family members and they couldn't have them. Oh, anyway, that was traumatizing. I have to get ready for